It's 8:44 on this Tuesday morning with the Musers. I'm kind of the WNBA guy up here at the station, and I wanted to get to my WNBA mock draft. What's crazy to me, and that very few people are talking about, is that the Washington Mystics, who won the title back in 2019, and then they've been pretty bad ever since, they have three picks in the top 11.
Wow.
And I think what they're going to do is... it's Chris Chris, the overly handsome guy from sales.
What am I sapiens doing, huh?
Hey, we're on the air right now.
2026 high five! Yeah!
Okay.
You guys still struggling in five figs?
Yep.
Yeah. Chris is almost, I think, seven figs now.
Wow, okay.
I can't remember, maybe eight figs. I don't know. There's so many figs that it's hard for me to remember.
Well, can you leave? Because we're working.
No, man. Dude, I'm heading to Miami on Monday for the Natty.
Why?
Really?
See my Hoosiers nab a Natty, man. I'm not going to miss it.
Your Hoosiers? What are you talking about?
Oh, dude, brah. Dude. Cubes and I are like the reason that they're unbeaten right now.
What?
We're the big money guys up there. Everybody knows this.
Well,
Look at your local paper.
Educate yourself.
He is, but I haven't read you are.
I think together we've like donated like $200 million. Yeah. If you add us both together.
Okay, yeah. I guess, you're zero plus his $200 million.
We've donated it to the university.
I've never heard you talk about Indiana before.
Bruh. I talk about them all the time. Ask anyone up in sales. I'm always talking about my Hoosiers, man.
Okay.
And dude, let me tell you right now something, brah Holmes. Signetti is overrated.
What?
He is overrated. He gets too much cred, man. It's Cubes and, well, mainly me that are the masterminds, you know. Because we're both big-time Hoosiers people.
Uh-huh.
And because we're the most notable billionaires. Let's be honest. Most notable billionaries to come out of University of Indiana.
He is a very noted billionaire.
You're a billionaire.
Of course. Dude, I'm not telling you nothing you don't know. Stop sweating me, bruh. But yeah, I'm kind of getting pissed that Signetti is taking so much cred. Short for credit.
He's the head coach.
We got that, yeah.
I mean, because, bruh, I gave him all his plays.
What?
All his plays. Yeah. Well, we have a system, George.
Okay.
We got a system. I text him before each offensive snap with a new idea that I have for a play, and then he runs it. It's been a great system, man. You got to love modern technology because texting is the technology of which I speak now.
Okay. God.
There's no way the players could learn the play in 5 seconds and then run it.
I'll give him credit for that. He does communicate the idea well enough.
He must, yeah.
That they're able to execute it. How are you guys doing, man?
We're fine.
Stop talking about my kick-ass life. Let's talk about what you guys are struggling with. What's going on?
Well, we were trying to get through the
bottom of the scrotum pole around here.
Yeah.
Everyone hates y'all.
Yeah, that's true. You got us there.
But, I mean, I don't. Don't count me in with the rest of everyone else.
Thank you. Because I stand up
for you guys.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, when people are like bagging on you guys, I always say, man, come on. These guys aren't totally horrible. And, you know, I think that really sways some people.
I think it makes them think, you know? Good argument.
But this is the year of the Chrisser. 2026 is the year of the Chrisser.
Right.
I actually made some New Year's resolutions.
Resolutions.
Because I am determined to make this the year of the Chrisser.
Okay, like what?
I have them right here. I brought them with me.
Okay.
Clear $1 million by February 1.
Wow.
By February 1.
You better get on it.
Yeah. Let's see. Buy a new fighter jet to replace last year's new fighter jet.
Nobody buys a fighter jet.
Finally get my own house. That's bigger than 20,000 square feet.
Oh, you want one bigger than that?
Yeah. Okay. To downsize.
Okay, I'm a little confused.
Get in shape.
I thought you were always in shape.
For the NFL draft.
Oh, my God. You're old for that.
Again. Become the first guy to get drafted number one for the third time.
You've never been drafted number one by anybody.
We're not buying any of
this, ticket
of course.
Sales didn't take you number one.
Win a World Series.
What does that mean?
For my mother.
For your mother?
I've already won one for my dad. I really want to get that one for my mom as well.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, because she kind of helped raise me, too. Invest in myself.
Okay.
By doing cocaine with Elon. Sell some of my Bitcoin. This is going to be the year I finally sell some of my Bitcoin.
Okay.
I got to find my old Satoshi Nakamoto email address, though, first.
Oh,
that's what
wow.
I used to buy it in the first place.
Oh, that was you.
Yeah. I was like, it was late one night. I was like, you know, I'm just going to make up some Japanese name and write a white paper. And I did. And it's like a whole deal. Anyway, you can read about it probably somewhere. Yeah.
So you've got like a million Bitcoin.
Yeah, like a million or something like that. I don't even know what it's worth now, you know. I'm gonna sell some of it to say I did.
Yeah. Right.
Have a threesome with four girls at the same time.
Okay. He's so dumb.
And travel to the pyramids to see if it's a good location for my 30th birthday party.
Oh, brother.
I'm going to rent them out. Can you rent out the pyramids?
No, you can't rent out the pyramids.
Really? You can't rent them out?
No.
Do they do open bars there? I need the catering to really come through for me.
I don't think you can do any of those. Maybe the World Series, but outside of that, I don't think you can do any of those.
Well, you guys are invited to my pyramid party.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah,
well,
you guys
okay.
Show
well,
up.
If you pull that off, I guess it'd be a...
Maybe you guys can watch me have a threesome with four girls.
Okay. I don't think I want to watch that, but hey, I don't buy any of this, and George and I were shocked that you were still up here this year because our buddy in sales, our mutual friend K-Rach.
Yeah, what's K-Rach up to?
He said that you got fired right after Thanksgiving because you hadn't sold anything in 2 years.
Nothing.
What?
Yeah.
What do you even... I don't even... Bruh! Dude, you... Oh, God, I came up to get my stuff!
Well, he started a short circuit there. He jumped into the ticker booth. Ryan, what's he look like?
Can't believe we're doing this again this year. I just replaced this glass. It doesn't look great. You did drop a piece of paper that said plays for Indiana in crayon.
Oh, in crayon. Okay. Yeah. Well, give him a little nudge. See if he's still with us.
Okay, let's try.
I'm back, you MMA!
Oh, he's back.
It's too bad.
Quiz 26!
Okay.
Here goes Chris.